Money. Part 3. Money and Morality. It is not bad or evil to use money. Most of us have no choice. But money is evil in its inception, in its origin and original purpose, and it has been used for evil purposes ever since. Those who instituted money on this planet introduced it as a medium of exchange for value. However, they and those at the top of financial and economic pyramids have always used money to plunder the rest of the people who are ignorant and lack power in ways that would make the bloody French Revolution look like play if people had found out. The powerful have no morals whatsoever about how they use money. The only rule is that those above them in the hierarchy must be paid their undue share. Those at the top of financial and economic pyramids have also instituted more and more systems to benefit themselves, just as described in 1848 by Frederick Bastiat. Quote, "When plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society, over the course of time they create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it." Unquote. These systems assure that those at the top remain at the top by stealing the fruit of labor from everyone below them, which means that more and more people suffer unjustly. A claim that our current money represents real value is a deceit, a fraud. Currency is exchangeable for items and services of real value by decree of governments, but it has no natural or material value. It has only imaginary value due to the knowing deceit of nobility and lawmakers who were rewarded for mandating its use. It is crucial for humanity to remain cognizant of the difference between reality and imagination. For money, people have enslaved their brethren, killed their kin, and betrayed their people, and continue to do so. For money and the power it confers, people have committed genocide and continue to do so. For money, people create unspeakable horrors and unspeakable suffering. Humans have become predators of their own species. The gross, flagrant immorality of money and exchange has corrupted our very social structure and now threatens even our existence as a species. People have lost the sense of what it is to be human. Many are captivated by the artificial limbs, artificial bodies, artificial diseases, artificial information, artificial soldiers, artificial government, artificial entertainment, and even artificial reproduction without souls, and have lost sight of the natural, the human, and the spiritual. We cannot have economic integrity without real, honest people who produce real, honest goods and services, honest postal workers, honest transportation, honest means of communication, honest financial organizations, honest courts, and honest money. Imaginary money is dishonest in a real physical world.